Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father, for these days. Thank you for these men. Thank you for willing hearts. Thank you for this atmosphere. Thank you because there is no error in this teaching. Thank you because we are receptive. We are obedient children of the word. This evening we are blessed by your spirit again. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Psalm 24, verse 1. Psalm 24, verse 1. I called it Offices Series 3, Part 3. Psalm 24, verse 1. What we look out for here basically is ministry, our ministry, and our disposition, what we are to do as touching ministry. Please, no third row. Everybody, first and second row, please. First and second row for now. Come, always fill the front side so that, it's not always good when we walk across there. We have a small venue for now. We obstruct the camera. So those who are coming behind I am just there at the back. Amen. Okay, so we still call it Offices. It's part 3. So, yes, I gave you some of your assignments. Did I call it calling or callings? Yes. The assignment I gave, is it S? Does it have S or is it just singular calling? Singular calling, right? Oh, didn't know there's a difference. But if you have noticed in the way I've saying it, maybe I was not particular about it. So, I think I actually meant callings. Like, e.g., when I said, if we say calling is the ministry, that is streets. This is not, I've not looked throughout the Bible to check this distinction, but just from understanding. So we can calling, when it's singular, we can call it strictly our ministry and our, the ministry of Jesus and the commission, maybe from 2 Corinthians 5, 18, 19. We are given the ministry of reconciliation. So that is clear. That is not negotiable. But when I say callings, S with S in front, I'm talking about the different situations, dispositions, opportunities, I had the right words at home. I didn't write it down, so it's always good to write things down. So there are those different things that either sets people at either advantage or a disadvantage as touching the calling. Like callings, I am saying, it deals with things that sets people either at an advantage or at a disadvantage as touching the ministry. So, of course, we trash that out properly later. So when I'm talking, for instance, in that 1 Corinthians 7, when you're saying, are you called circumcision? Are you called? Those one you can put S in the front of them, callings, different types. But the calling of Christ is singular and is as touching the ministry. Okay, so Psalm 24, verse 1. Well done. It's a great, it's a busy day for most of you. Thank you for being here again today. 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Amen. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So, of course, if he's saying the fullness thereof there, always learn to interpret scripture carefully in context. Fullness will be talking about the men therein. It's not really, God is not really claiming ownership of every company, you can say on a long part, everything belongs to God. But really, what he was talking about here is fullness thereof, because speaking about men. Anyway, so let's keep going. So what is the gospel? What is the gospel? I'll be reading several scriptures this morning. that deals with the gospel. What is the gospel? Don't forget, he said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Fullness thereof. He's not talking about things, he's talking about men. So now, what is the gospel? See Mark 1 verse 1. Just speak your Bible, you'll be reading a lot of scripture. Mark 1 verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So he called it the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't forget that he called it the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you rush to Acts 20 verse 24, Acts 20 verse 24, he said, but none of these things move me, neither can't I my life dear unto myself, that, I know you're not there, but I have to be fast, that I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. So Matthew called it the gospel of Jesus Christ. Someone called it the gospel of the grace of God. Romans 1 verse 1, and Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of who? Gospel of God. So we find another word there. Gospel, good news of God. Evangelium, evangelizo of God. Same Romans 1 verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. Still talking about the same thing. The gospel of his Son. The good news of his Son. Okay, Romans, rush to Romans 1 verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Romans 15:16. That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles and ministering the gospel of God. The gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. Romans 15:19, through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of who? Of Christ. Go to 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4. In whom the God of 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Chapter 9 verse 13, 2 Corinthians 9:13. Whilst by experiment of this ministration they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ. Gospel of Christ. Chapter 11, verse 7. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that you may be exalted? Because I have preached unto you the gospel of God. How? Freely. Gospel of God freely. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 2. Even as we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, as we were bold to our in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God. Same way, chapter 2 verse 8, the gospel of God only. 2 verse 8, 2 verse 9 again, preached unto you the gospel of God. Same 1 Corinthians 2 verse 2, 2 verse 8, 2 verse 9, gospel of God. Now in 3 verse 2, 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 2, Timothy is our brother and minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and comfort you. Chapter 2 Thessalonians 1:8. 2 Thessalonians 1:8, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can see they did not obey the gospel of the Lord. That is why people get destroyed. Okay. And 1 Peter 4:17. That is the last one. 1 Peter 4:17. For the time is come that judgment must become where? The house of God. What's that judgment? persecution, right? Okay, and if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? Amen, amen. Praise God. Okay, so if the earth is the Lord's, it means the gospel of God is for the world. If the earth is the Lord's, then it means the gospel of God is for the whole earth. This is the good news of God. He is saying the earth and them that are daring. And what I'm telling you there, that's the only part that God is actually laying claim to is actually man. Man is actually the object of God's love, the reason for the entire creation. So if the earth is the Lord's fullness thereof, then the gospel of God is for how many men? All men, is for the whole earth. And we have seen that the gospel of God is the good news of what Jesus has done. The gospel of God is that good news of what Jesus has done. That means the good news of what Jesus has done is for the whole earth, no exception. Whether whichever tribe you belong to, whichever denomination, that gospel of God is the gospel of Christ and is for you, regardless of your lineage, where you are from. The gospel of God is for you. So the gospel of Jesus is the goodness of God to all mankind. The gospel of Jesus is the goodness of God to all mankind. This is the intention of God from creation. That's the intention of God from creation. The clear intention, clear, very clear. You'll find it all through the prophecies that this is the clear intention of God from creation. Luke chapter 24, 45. The goodness of God to all mankind. So the gospel of God is the same thing as the gospel of Jesus, is the same thing as the gospel of his son, is the same thing as the gospel of the grace of God, and is the good news of what Jesus did in his death, in his burial, in his resurrection for mankind. You must not get tired of these facts. This is your Christianity. That is our creed. That is what we are devoted to. That is our devotion. Our devotion is to what God did in Christ, in his death of Christ, burial, and resurrection. That is the devotion of Christianity. That is our high point. That is our high sounding goodness, or high sounding whatever. Not nonsense, but that is the peak of our volume. Are you with me? That's our banner. That's what we put up. That is our devotion. That is the ground on which we don't yield. That is the ground at which we don't say, we don't put family first. That is the ground on which we don't put anything first. The gospel of Christ. Thank you. So Luke 24, verse 45. Then open ye their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and say unto them, thus it is written, and thus behold, Christ will suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Amen, amen. So anyway, based on the resurrection of Jesus, we have this ministry. And also, we also have a gathering. We have a ministry and we have a gathering. The ministry is being done via and in a gathering, through a gathering, via a gathering. So you can see in verse 49, it says, tarry, tarry, tarry. That symbolizes, that implies they must come together. And if you read from the account of John, you will see that there is actually a leadership that God sets in place. So he told them, you must tarry, tarry, gather together, gather together. If one thing that was being repeated so much in John 17 is that they may be one, that they may be one. It's not possible for you. Well, that can only be fulfilled actually in the church, where people are together, one mind, saying the same thing, one purpose, one ambition, one focus. Okay, so we have a gathering and we have leadership for ministry. leadership for ministry. Now, the aim of leadership is to turn followers to leaders. That's the aim of leadership. The aim of the in Christ leadership is to turn followers to leaders. That is the aim. That is the aim. It's not just to have a subject and a subordinate to a leader all through life. It's for men that are taught one day to assume responsibility. See John 15 verse 16. John 15, 16. Glory, glory, glory to God. Okay, I said John 15, 16. Are you there now? Okay, let's read together. I want to go. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bear much fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Amen, amen. See, our fruit must abide. See, our fruit must be like us. Now, just think about that. Think about that. Think about if the over 500,000 people that gathered in stadium in the days of Keshekuma, think about if all of them became like her. Think about that. See the great men that we men of God that we have. Think about if these people are a robot, awesome people. Think about if they don't, at the end of their stay, they reproduce men just like themselves in word and deed. That would be serious, right? Just like if every member of RCG is capable of all part of EADB is capable of doing, that will be serious. And that is the aim of the in Christ leadership. That is God's. Say that your fruit may abide. And that is the failure of many of the God's generals there. We must reproduce 1,000 like ourselves. We must reproduce 1,000 like ourselves. We must reproduce 1,000 like ourselves. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. We must reproduce 1,000 like ourselves. Leaders are to turn followers to leaders. It is very strict. That is why if you are a pastor, I think I learned that from even Pastor J.T. Kalejaye in RCG years ago, although he did this in a very different way. He said there was a time that, that he went to his own children's church and he was asking them, how many of you want to be a lawyer? Yeah, yeah. How many of you want to be a doctor? Yeah. How many of you want to be an engineer? Yeah. How many of you want to be a pastor? He said, nobody. He said, nobody. He said, what? And I said, wow, that means you must be failing. And I said, the next Sunday, say, I think he brought one of his white limousines to church. He said, now parked it in front of the children's church. He ensured that the bumper it was at their door. He now came again. How many of you want to be a pastor? Amen. Now get the wisdom from that, but don't pick the perversion in that. Are you with me? But get the wisdom from that. We must reproduce men like ourselves. That shows us that, and it's funny. You know that a lot of people that you are blessed that love to celebrate with you, thank you, pastor, they don't want to become like you. And trust me, people like that, I know they cannot really last under me. I will frustrate them with my messages. The message, it will frustrate them. You cannot really be. If you are here, you don't want to be a pastor. Let me see. Man. No, that should have been long gone. Even if you sit there, you just keep quiet. Are you with me? No, so we must not just have people that say, Pastor, anywhere you go, just keep going, we'll keep following you. What is that? No. It's not continuities of God, right? Continuity is of God, is of God. We must not fail in continuity. We must not just create a church. We must not fail in the continuity, not of the church, of the gospel. Thank you. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus and the things. Are you there? Satola, are you there? You're almost there. Okay, come on. Verse 2. And the things. Say the things. Which not that go for oh God. No, that the things, don't forget, it's not just doctrine, right? The things. Now, if you remember, he said, I have known my doctrine, my way of life, my patience, my tribulation. We still got to get to that later. So that means it's a full training, pattern of ministry, everything. Now, I know I've told you that we cannot really be wiser beyond these men. You can't just be wiser. Jesus called them the foundational apostles. They laid the foundation that everybody must build upon. John said, nobody must say anything outside this. Paul said, if anybody preach any of that thing that we have not preached, let him be our cause. Say, if Christ be preached that he is risen from the dead, I'll say some among you. How dare some of you say that there is no resurrection from the dead? If though we or any angel, John said, don't anybody that brings an argument, don't beat him God's feet. What we have said is final, and truly is final. One lady sang a song. He said, mortal men, but awesome God. Respect God in men, right? You must respect God in men. Hope you know, as you know, you may be so small, and yet you will go and speak to a man. He becomes saved, and he will never smell hell again. That means there is power in man. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we must learn to see divinity in this humanity. When I was learning to hear from God years ago, one of the things that God told me is that I say, I must learn to hear him through men. I must learn it. I must learn to know, to see when I am speaking through you, through men. That means I don't just listen to the word of man and just discard it in a hurry. I must learn it. See, most of the instructions that will be vital to your growth, it will come through men. It will not come through vision. It will not come through still small voice. I can't forget that. Amen. So he said, the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also, for those others to teach another others also. Are you with me? Sorry, that's my paraphrase. For the others to also do what? To teach others. So who should be stagnant in the church? Only a rebellious man. Who should not want to be a pastor? Only a rebellious man. I'm not saying pastor tomorrow. But who should not want to take responsibility? Only a rebellious man. Who should not want to do what his pastor is doing? Only a man that is rebellious. Not just rebellious to the pastor, rebellious to the purpose of Christ. Don't forget, the heart is the Lord's, and the gospel of Christ is for the world. So there must be training. Because he said, commit this to faithful men. Faithfulness must be proven. Don't forget, we are faithful from the beginning. Then, what must you do? You must declare yourself what? I mean, you must show yourself, right? I use some grammar. Is it approve yourself or? You must show yourself to men, right? And you have been approved. That faithfulness that God has given you, it must not end in when God was commissioning you. You must now show it. Faithful men. So that is the faithfulness of this one. The faithfulness of this one is not talking about the faithfulness that God bestows. It's talking about the faithfulness that you have proven. Men that are proven. Proven in tough times. Proven with different things. Proven with resources. Proven with everything. This one, when he has money, how will he react? This one, if he is sent to somewhere that there is no food, how will he react? Faithful men. Men that has proven in themselves in season and out of season. And of course, don't forget the priority is always doctrine. Faithful in knowledge too. People can reproduce the same sound teaching. Faithful in knowledge. And so that is why your exams here are tough, for instance. So that you can do as we do. Same zeal, same passion, same knowledge. Same zeal, same passion, and same knowledge. Same zeal, same passion, same knowledge. That's why your PR notes must be full. Praise God. Your PR notes must be full. Tell your neighbor, say, in this place, we don't have any evenings for hangouts. You can hang out in your dream. Amen. These are days that we just give it all to God. We just give it all to God. Say, continuity and expansion is of God. So all our evenings, all our free time is to reach out, is to establish somebody else. So continuity and expansion is of God, and it's done by preaching. It's done by preaching. Matthew 11 verse 1. Matthew 11 verse 1 is done by preaching. Matthew 11 verse 1. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Do you see what happened there? Jesus made an end to commanding his disciples. We go back to the commandments. He too, he departs to teach and to preach in their cities. So the gospel must keep going. Matthew 10, 11. Go back to the 10, 11 now. And into whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there you abide till you go thence. See, that means go to a city, right? Enter there, abide until you do what again? You depart. Are you with me? Are you with me? So men must leave a place to a place, from that place to another place. Oh God, glory to God. Glory to God, oh. A minister that really wants to go far for God, you must really, this may not be doctrinal for now, you must really separate yourself, you must really, let me use the word, you must really find a way to detach yourself from anything that will want to hold you down. A minister that wants to go far for God, you must really do your best to detach yourself from anything that we want to hold you down. That means something that we just want to cage you in a place for years, that we don't want you to progress, that we don't want you to move. You must do your best to detach from stuff like that. So go to Luke chapter 10, verse 1. We will be read verse 1, you read verse 2, we continue like that. 10 verse 1, want to go? Yeah, let me read. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them out 2 by 2 before his face into every city and place whither he himself won't come. Verse 2, want to go? Yes? Brothers, a few, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he won't send forth. Say laborers. Say we need more laborers. Say we all must labor. Say we all must be found on the field. Now see verse 3. Now say, go your ways. Go your ways. Behold, I sent you forth as lamb among the wolves, carrying neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, nor salute anyone by the way. And verse 5, I want to go into whatsoever house you enter. First say, peace be to this house. Hallelujah. So they must go, right? They must go, right? They must leave their comfort zone, right? Okay, and if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon him. If not, it shall return back to you. And in that same house remain, eating and drinking things as they give you, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. That means don't talk about contentment. Be contented. Okay, verse 8. And into whatsoever city you entered, and they receive you, eat such things as you as are set before you. and heal the sick that are daring, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come near unto you. Don't forget, the healings are to prepare the way for the message that is coming. That is the reason for the healings. Okay, I mean, of course, also God is good and he just wants people well, and also much more because of the sake of the message. I've explained that from John 14, that the works, right? If you don't believe me, believe for the very work's sake, right? That is the work you lead you to believe the message. Thank you, verse 10. But into whatsoever city you shall enter, and they receive you not, go your ways into the street of the same, and say, even the doors of your city, which is clear to us, we do wipe them against you. And I read verse 16. He that heareth you, heareth me, and he that despiseth you, despiseth me, and he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. 17, let's read together. Want to go? 17, return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Okay. Pay attention. They went, right? And they came back. Praise God. There was a return, right? Okay, let me just ask maybe 5 reasons for now. I have this letter, we discuss it later. Can you tell me any 5 reasons why did they have to come back? We're taking one after the other. Just 5. Once you have a reason, just say and pass the microphone. Yes?
They need to give reports to the person that sent them.
To give reports, thank you. Go.
Accountability.
Accountability, okay. Next. Okay, pass. If there's anybody, just pass.
I think for a record.
Record, okay, next. Pass to the back.
Still for accountability.
Accountability, right? Okay, yes, pass. Pass.
Accountability,
okay. Okay, Sabuki.
Because they are still learning.
Awesome. They are still learning, write that down. Please pass the microphone to the cipher.
Okay, I think they need to come back for more instruction.
For more instruction, right? Thank you. Pass the microphone. Receiving anything? Is that great? To show that they are faithful. To further prove faithfulness. That's serious. Because, you know, from what I said yesterday, you know, it was funny. Yesterday I said something that people don't. And a lot of people don't take note of. Must your allegiance be to the man of God or to the church? From what we taught yesterday. What is the gift of God to grow the church? So, where should the allegiance of disciples be to? Should it be to the crowd or to the man's sense to disciple? Why? Feel free, yes? We have not revised what we studied yesterday. The crowd can mislead you. Are you with me? The crowd can mislead you. That means if, for instance, if you are to, maybe you are in choir, you are singing, and you are giving, oh, awesome, everybody lift your hands to God. Say 1, 2, 3. And if from the back, your pastor said, Samimi, stop.
You say, pastor, if I stop now, people will be upset.
Everybody, come on. Are you with me? Praise God. Once he calls stop, what happens? Stop. So, now he stopped, right? Because it's very easy for... That's why, you know, it's easy to come to church, play keyboard. Let's serve the crowd. Let's serve. But how do you serve? You serve as appointed. The growth of the church is tied to a man, to men, not to the church. I know you want to bless the church. I know your zeal is not is that you want to bless men, but you will only do it effectively as appointed, as directed. God does not work in everybody to edify a church. He works in who we call leaders to edify the church. Okay. Don't forget that. Don't worry, we'll see that much more tomorrow. So go to Matthew 28 now, verse 18. Matthew 28, 18. Thank you. I can off my microphone. So I was saying they are to return. And somebody said one key thing there. They are not done learning. That means, the aim of Ephesians 4 is to cause them, the purpose of the ministry gift is for them to be mature to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That means it's not always, listen, this is a very careful statement, that you wait till they are fully like you before you what? Commission them. Now, that is a very careful statement, which I will explain later. Because also you must not send out beckmen in ministry. But that means there is a discretion. E.g., why did Jesus select 70 at a time? At the time he selected 12, at the time he selected 70. We explain soon. Okay, Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, based on this, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Say there must be a going. Now, 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always unto the end of the world. So, you don't go because everybody in your current location as fully grown, hear me clearly so I can put it better in your own words. You don't go because everyone in your current location has grown fully. No, that's not why you grow. That's not why you go. You go also because no man must be left in ignorance for long. Please write that down. That is key. You don't go, e.g., now, if I said, okay, let me just, for now, let me move 35-7, if there's 35-7 in my degree, let me move there for now. It's not because I am saying all of you you are complete, right? No. But if you have the opportunity to go bless some people, what is the price of ignorance? The price. What price are we going to pay for ignorance? Not we. We now. What is the price that we are going to pay for other men's ignorance? Evil men and seducers. What will happen to them? They wax worse and worse. That means if I sat down in Abuja, there's an opportunity to preach to some people, maybe in Sokoto. 2 years, I didn't go. I'm growing people. 5 years, I didn't go. I'm growing people. 10 years, I didn't go. I'm growing people. The people I'm leaving, what is happening to them? So I'm saying, one. Now this is a very careful stuff, okay? That is why there's always a going and a returning. So I said, so you don't go just because everybody in your current location, they are there. Also, because no man must be left in ignorance for long. That's why somebody said something last month. He said, at least if there is just this opportunity for the same, what is type of area, Bonke Kusei, Kolenda, what is the Kolenda, what is the surname again? Daniel Kolenda's Kusei. He said, why don't we have it in the north? Like maybe in a place like Kano, at least if there's a way those type of meeting we just shake things a bit, just make the land a bit more softer for the people who are actually laboring there. Are you with me? Do you know the gospel? The faith of the gospel is tangible. You can see it. You can see it like it's tangible. Like if you take Nigeria as a whole, for instance, Well, this is not doctrine, but have you observed that we have more diseases, deformities in another part of Nigeria? There was a time that the governor of Lagos State at the time packed all of them and sent them back to the north. Amen. Praise God. See, that's what I am saying. That the life of man is not meant to be in man. The life of man is meant to be in God. The life of man, the actual life of man is God-based, not man-based. A man without Christ, man outside Christ is an incomplete man. A man that is not in the image of God is an incomplete man. Incomplete. Thank you. Let's proceed. Okay, so rush to Acts 1 verse 1. So, and also, another. So, what I was saying, because no man must be left in ignorance for long, or else the other negative influence will catch up. Negative influence. In what series did we discuss influence extensively in this place? Series 2. Or else negative influence will catch up. Negative influence, it will catch up. Okay, so Acts 1 verse 1. Just follow me. And the former traitors have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach unto the day in which he was taken up, after he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many undeniable proofs, being seen of them 40 days. That is enough, infallible. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, you have heard of me. Verse 5, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Not many days hence. Now see verse 6, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? So what are they thinking about? Physical takeover, right? So, and he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Say the natural, it's not our kingdom. Say we don't rely on government and good policies to advance the gospel. Please, don't. Don't rely upon a good government. Don't rely on good government policies to advance the gospel. Don't rely. Don't say, we must have a Christian president. Why? So that gospel. That is not the truth for gospel. Yeah, don't say his kingdom is totally supernatural, not natural. So the gospel is always an anti-world order message. That's, like it or not, it's anti-world order. That's what they call world order. World order, you know, if you go to say the Commonwealth or this, the gospel is always an anti-world order message. Why? Because those world order is controlled by men who seek fame and power. Men ruled by Satan. World order is controlled by men who seek for fame and power. Men controlled by Satan. So the gospel is always antinom. That's why God is not the God. He didn't call it the God of this world. The God of this world is not God. Sorry, that's serious theology. The God of this world is not God. I mean, the false God is small G. I mean, and how does he operate? He works in the heart of men. Heart of men. Ephesians 2 is clear there. So Acts 1 verse 8 now say, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And what will happen? You shall be witnesses unto me. Where? Both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Are we forgetting this? Are we neglecting this? Did you forget that Jesus actually said, unto the uttermost part of the earth? Guess what? He was speaking to the same people. Like, that should be 500 people. Is 500 there? Yes, it was 500. It was now 120 that listened and remained till Acts 2. Are you with me? So he said, he was speaking to them specifically. He said, unto the uttermost part of the earth. That means men will be trained, men will be sent to sent to train others, for those ones to be sent to others. Guess what? This is the instruction to the first church. To the first church, to the first gathering, to the first gathering of saints, to the first, let me say, New Testament believers. Because this is when we can truly say they are born again. The resurrection is a reality and they have believed in the resurrection. So the instruction to the first church is to reach the world. That will mean the instruction to all churches will be to reach where? Start where you are, but where is your target? Say the world. I didn't write it. It's clear there. Go to Mark 16. This is why men are commissioned in ministry to go do what the leader is doing. This is why men are commissioned in ministry to go do what the leader is doing. To replicate what is happening in Jerusalem. To replicate it. Mark 16, 15. To replicate what is happening in Jerusalem. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Say all the world. Say all the world. Is Abuja all the world? Is Nigeria all the world? So go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Please, if you're hearing me on live stream and you're just, I'm talking about it, please don't stop the message here. Listen fully. Listen to the next part. Listen to the next part. We will expatiate everything clearly. So, but the mission, the mandate is for all the world. No man, no country should be left in ignorance for long. Because the day you eventually get there, you will now struggle more. The struggle will now be much more. The more we are living in the northern part of Nigeria, going back there, that we keep praying for them. How has our prayer helped? I've told you that if you are praying for mission, what is the next thing you must be expecting? Be expecting an instruction. God, we pray for Zimbabwe. We pray for Zimbabwe. Let it go through. We pray for South Africa. They are doing what we don't understand. God, intervene. The only intervention of God is through a preacher. 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 Check from the Old Testament. What has God done without a preacher before? Show me. If you see there's any. That God did without the instrumentality of a man. You won't find. So God's own tool to change the world as we wanted is the gospel message. So as you are praying that God, let's save this country, then be ready to go. Or be ready to receive for somebody that will go. Or be ready to support somebody that will go. If prayer saves the world, then come on. I think all the world should have been saved already. But it's not dull to hear our prayers. Praise God. So the instruction is to go into all the world. Guys, at times, you know, if you check our WhatsApp and picture, you know, we actually put the world there. You check, I mean, I don't know if you notice, that's what is there. It is when you are eyeing the 1,000 auditorium in Kubwa. That is when you'll be fighting over that somebody took my member. That's why we say, Adramis took my member. Are you with me? No, if you are eyeing the world, you will not have time for that. Say we must eye the world for Christ. Remember, is it last in series 2 I talked to you about ambition? Is it right to be ambitious for the gospel? We see it again soon. Okay, so if anybody desire the office of the vision, that means you can desire to lead people. And if I'm teaching you that you are not desiring, we start again. So Jesus was talking to just those disciples that are in a place, one location. So how are they to reach that world? That means ministry must produce ministries. Of course, and that reason why he was saying all the word there was so that they can know that it's now Jews and Gentiles together. Because now they are only, they are still doing their own sect. So all the word also implied Jews and Gentiles. But it's both literal and that figurative. Figuratively, Jew and Gentile. Literally, the whole world. Hallelujah. And it's the two. Do you get me? Figuratively, what will it mean? All the world will not mean what? Both the Jews and the Gentiles. Are you with me? But literally too. What will it mean?
The whole world. Everybody.
So, how will this happen? How are we going to get to the whole world? That means ministry must reproduce ministry. Please write that down. Ministry must. It is a must. Ministry must reproduce other ministry. We can't go far when no one wants to leave Jerusalem. We can't go far for God when no one wants to leave his comfort zone. Holy walkie. We only retard the gospel. We can't go far when no one wants to leave. When everybody just wants to stay. No, we can't go far that way. When no one wants to leave our comfort zone, we can't go far. When we want it our way, we can't go far. I said all I'm saying to say this, the ministry of Christ must be apostolic. The ministry of Christ Jesus must be apostolic. Men must be sent to. Men must be commissioned. Men must be sent. Sent. The job is to reach the world with the gospel of God. You remember where we started from? If the world is the earth is the Lord, then the gospel of God is for the earth. It's for all men. The earth is the Lord's me talks about the people daring. Not talking about the cars, everything. It's talking about men. Men is the one that God is looking for. Nothing is John 4:34. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that has sent me and to finish his work. To finish my meat, my daily food, my daily joy is that I finish his work, is that I fulfill ministry. So, let me ask you again. How do you know you have finished the work? Is it when the Holy Word is saved? When? Come on. Who wants to speak? Yes? Want to speak? When there is no stopping after your exit. That is strong. That means when, oh God, when it's not because mortality has. I wrote in my note. I'll get there. No. The church is a platform to shit mortality. I will explain. The church, okay, is a platform to what? To shit on mortality. That means, okay, mortality has said that when Paul is maybe 100 years old, he should die, right? But don't worry. When Paul will be going, how many Pauls are we going to have on ground? So that means Paul has gone, but Paul is here. Glory to God. That is when you can say you have fulfilled ministry. Not you can't rate it by saying the whole world is saved. But no. But a work that will not stop after you. Ministry producing more ministry. See, just write this down in a semicolon. Once you observe, you are on the right path. Any day, tell your friends, wherever they are, once you observe, is this just wisdom? Once you observe, you are on the right path. It is wise to stay there so that you can progress and bat more ministry quicker. Once you observe, you are on the right path, in the right place, it's wise to stay so that you can progress and bat more ministries quicker. Quicker. The job is quicker. If we don't act quicker, the quicker we act, the less the men that we go to hell. Quicker. Let me know when you are done. Well, I will soon give you a break and we continue and finish it up. Again, let me ask this question. What is the job? Is the job creating a church or reaching the world for Christ? This is to create just a place, a monument, just a place, and say, yes, all of you, like this. Like, imagine in the next 10 years now, as you come again, maybe this place should just be filled up, and the same people, I am here, you are there. That's all. Say to Fiapa. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, the job is not just to create a church, the job is to reach the world for Christ, meaning more churches. When I'm saying reaching the world for Christ, I'm not talking about itinerary ministries now. No. It means more churches. Why? Since it's in the church that ministry is produced. It's in the church that ministry is produced, not on crusade ground. So how will ministry produce more ministry? That ministry will not produce more ministry. That means a church producing a church. And that church producing more churches. Clear, literal. Let's not hide anything. Anywhere they don't teach and train men with the Bible is no church. Anywhere they don't teach and train men with the Bible for ministry, that is not a church. They can call themselves a church. That does not make them a church. It can be believers scattered there. That does not make them a church. It's called a church because of the activities that are done there, right? Which series is that? One old series like that. Huh? Church and our purpose, right? Because of the activities. It's not because believers are gathered. It's believers gathered in my name. Say in my name. Thank you. So go to John chapter 4, 35. The job, the work is actually urgent. It's urgent. And that's why we have to learn faster. Some of you, when I look at you, when I see your pace in the last 6 months, I didn't know if it's to shout for joy or to cry. It's awesome. You know what will happen if you keep that pace for the next 3 years? Just 3 years. Just three. And what, do you know what will have happened if you have been like this for the past 5 years? Hallelujah. John 4:25. Say not ye that there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you. Okay, before I continue, hope you know. I have explained to you yet before that even a cell meeting is a what? Is a church. Is a church. So now, what we have, our issue is that we have attached money and church venue to what is called church. Who can tell me the three key elements for this church? For us to call ourselves church here. Three key elements. Three. A teacher. One. The people being taught. What is taught in? The message. Training with the message. Training with the message. Can that happen in a cell meeting? Can it happen in a cell meeting? So that means we must not just attach so much importance to. If we really want to move far, we must de-emphasize some things. Hope you know. That thing, we must de-emphasize microphone. We must de-emphasize venue. We must do some things. Or else, the status will still be until I achieve this, until I get to this, I can't do this. Nope. Nope, nope. Okay, so John chapter 4, verse 35. Say not ye. Don't say it. Don't say it. That there are yet 4 months and then comment the harvest. Don't say we still have time. Don't say we still have time. And that is why you must learn faster. Okay, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white already to the harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. And but both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true. One reapeth, one soweth, and another reapeth. Verse 38, I sent you to reap that whereon you bestow no labor, other men labor, you entered into their labor. Hold on, write this down. Meaning, some jobs that I have done, we can also complete it. Some jobs that I have done, people who are saved but not established, saved but not trained for ministry, we can also complete it. Saved but not established, saved but not trained, saved but not filled with the Holy Ghost, we must not shy away from such responsibilities too. We must not shy away. Amen, amen. Matthew 9:36. So the job is urgent. Don't say there is time. Don't say it. Don't say there is time. It's urgent. Matthew 9:36. Why no man must be left in ignorance for long. The repercussion of negative influence will catch up. It will catch up. Even the people who we call, they have not heard the gospel, they yet have access to both positive and what negative influences. And due to without the preacher, the degree of negative influence is much. When you get to understand Genesis, God's action, all this series, you will understand that perfectly. For those of you in training. So Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, let's read 36 to 38 together, please. Matthew chapter 9, we are going to read from 36 to 38 together. But when he saw the multitude, let's read, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Hold on. That means can you see what is happening there? Even people, that means Jesus alone cannot do the work. That means although they are with him, but he saw them scattered abroad as what? Sheep without shepherd. That means the number of sub-leaders are not even enough. Are you with me? Can you see that in that assessment? That means the number of sub-leaders, people who are even ministry under Jesus. They are not, he's talking to people who he can see. See, they are just like sheep. That's why in the church, what did we just say yesterday? And workers, we want to set ourselves in what? In family, right? Praise God. That means, God is very against having 10,000 church or 50,000 church. But the 50,000 of them, what are you going to do to all of them? We account for all of them. So it's not about it's about, do you know you will account for all of them? That means if your church is 100,000 capacity, you must have structures that take care of each person. Each person. No one must be spared from edification. No one should be able to come to church when he likes, physical, when he likes, and nobody will know. Do you get me, brethren? No one. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Say no man must be spared from edification. Thank you. 37 and 38. You don't say that, I'm laying hands. I'm tired. I can't lay hands on everybody again. You want to lay hands? So must it be only you? 37 to 38. Let's read. Then said he unto his disciples, let's read, yes. The harvest truly is plenteous, but laborers are few. Pray ye, therefore, the Lord of harvest, that he will send forth what? Laborers into immediately. After he finished that, what did he do? What did he do immediately? He sent them. Do you see how God answers prayer right now? Eh? So the prayer ends with, okay, guys, yeah, let's pray. Say, Father, send laborers. Send them. Amen. To next week again. Say, my father. Hallelujah. So it is almost irreverence to be praying for revival and not ready to go. God do it. God save them. God, you are hypocritical. I love that song so much. It captures the essence of that response to God. We receive instructions and directions when we pray. What else? We act on them together so that we see. That's the point. As we pray, we respond no delay. We respond. We yield to God. That's it. So, see Luke 9. Thank you. Verse 1. Luke 9, verse 1. Okay. Luke 9. Oh, okay. Nobody's there. Okay. No, stay. Luke 9, verse 1. Stay for now. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases too. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now, so no, Jesus is in one place, right? Doctrine is in one place. Yes, the whole world must hear. So men must be sent. Why? Jesus is in one place. The sound teacher is in one place. Doctrine is in one place. Yes, the whole world must hear. That means what? Men must be sent. Men must be sent. God does not want a sound city. Say, this city, God has taken over this city. No. His eyes is for the entire world. Any day you feel discouraged, any day you feel you have done enough, take the map of the world again. Look at the Arab nations. Rakim, you can come now. Look at the Arab nations. Look at Chinese. Look at just look at how many countries do you have in the world? Who knows? How many countries? You should know. Like over 180 or so. They kept multiplying, right? How many of them? Yeah, I mean, how many of these countries are the gospel as a free course? Do you truly believe that this is the purpose for man? Or this is one of the things? Amen. That we tell in how we treat it. That we tell in how we treat it. How urgent we treat it. And don't forget, once this urgency lands upon you, the first thing to do is to learn quicker. Not to rush out, but to learn quicker. The call of God should make men learn faster.
I will follow you now till the end of time.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I will follow you from now till the end of time.
Just pray in tongues, everyone. The world is big. The world is big. The mission is big. The world is big. God wants the world rich. He wants the world to be reached. The entire world. All tribes, all nations, all communities. God wants them to be reached for the gospel. For the gospel. That is why the ministry of Jesus, it must be apostolic. Men must be trained. They must be sent. As we celebrate salvation, we must celebrate more ministries. Men must be trained. Men must be sent. Hallelujah. Have you seen the meaning of that song right now? When you are saying, I found a purpose for life. Now, do you know when something now decides if you move? If you leave a place? Now, that is now beyond what you joke with. Are you getting this? No, before you can think Christianity is just for church evening meetings. When Christianity can now say, for the next 5 years, you are going to this community. When that same Christianity can now say, oh, you have to quit this, pick this, because of this. That is no longer a joke. That is the meaning of that song, I found a purpose for life. Hallelujah. Okay, have you 5 minutes break? Pastor John, come and announce your stuff, then give them 5 minutes break, then we continue. Okay, stop it. Thank you, Lord Jesus.